You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party.
Former Prime Minister Helen Clark recently visited the border of Gaza with Egypt. She visited as a member of the Elders, a non-profit made up of former world leaders that was founded by Nelson Mandela in 2007. She told the media that the Elders had taken the position that there was an unfolding genocide in Gaza and Israel was deliberately obstructing aid. Clark also said there was no reason why Aotearoa New Zealand shouldn't take the steps to recognise a Palestinian state. The latest Taxpayers' Union Courier poll has predicted a hung parliament next election. Labour has overtaken National, with both National leader Christopher Luxon and Labour leader Chris Hipkins up in the preferred Prime Minister poll. And the Independent Representation Commission has announced the changes to electorates in time for the next general election. While the changes focus on adjusting boundaries, the electorate of Rongotai was also renamed to Wellington Bays. For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I spoke to Shannon Halbert about all of these issues. I started by asking if he supported Helen Clark speaking up about Israel obstructing aid to Gaza.
Absolutely. I've been on the ground in Tāmaki Makaurau, Auckland, attended the rallies in support of our whānau in Gaza. And Labour's called on the government to use every lever that it possibly has to put pressure on the Israeli government to end the unfolding genocide that we're seeing and the famine in Gaza.
So does the New Zealand government need to be taking a stronger stance on Palestine?
Absolutely. We've seen them come very slow to the mark, up to the mark on this particular item. They've got to put aside its divisions and immediately recognise the state of Palestine, in my view.
Why do you think our leaders have been so quiet on Palestine?
Well, they've been quiet on a number of things during their 2 years in government, and I think they've really let New Zealanders down. Things are getting worse. They're not standing up for the things that New Zealanders want them to, and this is one other example.
Is there more New Zealand can do than just recognising the Palestinian state and joining South Africa's international court case, for example?
There is, and I think speaking up and standing for what's right is the most important thing at this very time. But Chris Hipkins has said that if Labour was re-elected next year, that will invite the head of the General Delegation of Palestine to present their credentials as an ambassador to New Zealand. You know, action like that is really important. That's what we stand for and that's what we want to see from the government.
Do you think the results from the latest Taxpayers' Union Courier poll are a positive sign for Labour?
I think it's very encouraging. I come from the school that we've got a lot of work to do to build confidence with voters. Next year, we'll get our policy out. But our role at the moment is to hold this government to account. Things are getting worse, not better. We're seeing a lack of leadership from Prime Minister Christopher Luxon. And our focus will be on jobs, health, homes, and actually getting some real action on the cost of living.
Are you at all concerned about the potential impact of the Greens taking up media space as the main opposition on Labour's polling?
I support our cousins in the Greens and what they stand for. I think every party has the right to put their best foot forward. Ultimately, the voters will decide. But one of the things that I'm conscious of is we've got to offer a stable alternative. And, you know, that's what New Zealanders will vote for.
When can we expect Labour to start campaigning next year? Like, the Greens have already announced policies. Can we expect that from Labour anytime soon?
Well, the Tāmaki Makaurau by-election has given us a great opportunity to start campaigning hard in Auckland. It's been great, particularly to be out in South and West Auckland and amongst our markets and on the ground with our whānau. People are responding to that really well. We'll continue that momentum into the general election.
Are you supportive of the changes to electorates, particularly the name change of Rongotai to Wellington Bays?
I'm an advocate of Te Reo Māori. I enjoy seeing us shift from using Pākehā English names into Māori. But as we've seen with this government, they are taking us backwards, and that does include with Te Reo Māori too.
Are you concerned this could set a precedent for future electorate name changes?
Well, we'll see what the general election delivers next year. Labor has always increased the use of Te Reo Māori. We want more people in Aotearoa New Zealand speaking Te Reo Māori. That's our commitment. And so that's the way forward in my view. And I encourage, as I think New Zealanders want us to use as much Te Reo Māori as possible.
Would you change the name of Wellington Bays back to Rongotai then?
That's probably not a decision for me, but, I enjoy calling Auckland Tāmaki Makaurau. I put in a submission myself to change the name of the electorate of Northcote to Kaipātiki, not only because it was a Māori name, but also it's a more inclusive name that represents our wider community in that electorate.
That was Labour's Shannon Halbert on former Prime Minister Helen Clark's comments on Israel and Palestine, the recent Taxpayers Union Courier poll, and changes to electorate boundaries and names for the next election.
That was the Labour Party's Kamau Sipaluna. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.